dear citizens of the world, I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. I welcome you all to the topic on North Korea, Korean Peninsula Peace Treaty. The message is addressed to all parties concerned in the escalating tensions in Korean Peninsula, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, and United States. North Korea's statement on possible missile launch near U.S. territory Guam is not favorable to North Korea's objectives, as such strike would unnecessarily trigger response that could lead to greater conflict. Instead, North Korea would be able to achieve goals in maintaining composure, paving the way for direct peace talks between Pyongyang and Washington that was desired earlier by North Korea's former leader, Kim Jong-il, father of the current leader, Kim Jong-un, to derive meaningful solutions to long-standing impasse deserving conclusion. North Korea's overture for dialogue rather than missile testing near United States Army base in Guam or Japan would far outweigh any skirmishes that are best avoided to protect lives and sovereignty, perhaps North Korea's priority. North Korea has much to gain in diplomacy and discourse scheduled at earliest convenience with United States following these actions from both sides that are critical to diffuse crisis. Number one, the immediate suspension of nuclear testing and any other nuclear activity by North Korea, not barring rockets, are key to initiate peacekeeping in the region. Number two, simultaneously, United States and South Korea halting military drills and incursion near North Korea would confirm commitment towards peaceful resolution. Number three, upon all sides in adherence to required protocol, North Korean leadership authorizing civilian representatives for meeting with civilian counterpart in South Korea is vital for a new chapter on Korea. Number four, setting aside all differences, grievances, and concerns, the meeting between North and South Korea focused on renewing diplomatic, cultural, economic, and family ties, allowing citizens on both sides to meet and greet each other, is important to improve bilateral relations. Number five, subsequently, United States engagement with North Korea, again through civilian delegation for unconditional discussion, is imperative to reverse the current trend from combat to conducive exchange. Once the parties complete talks, the next course would be aimed at solidifying agreements, transforming armistice to formal peace treaty. The contentious issues are United States base in South Korea, military exercise, and nuclear threats against North Korea, obviously straining potential peace maneuvers between two neighbors sharing many things that are common, having been one nation prior to Korean War. On the other hand, North Korea preparing for nuclear confrontation with persistent nuclear programs and warnings are unhelpful and counterproductive. Due to mistrust among all sides for known reasons, the cause and effects identified above would alleviate fears and apprehensions, beginning with withdrawal of provocative measures from all parties. I emphasize from all parties involved in the dispute. North Korea pausing nuclear proliferation and diverting resources towards economic growth and development would be prudent, strengthening population for a better future. The economic sanctions against North Korea lifted to promote North Korean economy is pertinent, providing relief to North Korean citizens having suffered in the political and military stalemate. North Korean leadership, Kim Jong-un, and top brass military command paying attention to consequences of preemptive strikes would demonstrate diligence and deliberation, eventually paying off for a positive outcome. Besides, the North Korean leadership and advisors reflecting on previous experience in the 20th century should serve as guidance to employ restraint and avert conflict at all costs for a nation seeking termination of struggles within, winning citizens' confidence on survival. North Korea, along with all nuclear states, submission without exception, again, without exception, to nuclear non-proliferation, moving towards disarmament is urgent requirement. The nuclear possession threatening global peace and security is no longer negotiable. Posing incumbency on major nuclear powers and others to commence dismantling and safe disposal of nuclear arsenal under independent international supervision. United States superpower status shifting from military involvement not only in Korean Peninsula but worldwide, substituted with peaceful engagement and productive contributions, would exemplify trustworthiness and reliable partnership to the rest of the world. The present leaders in respective countries are obligatory to safeguard safety and security of not only their citizens but the entire world, unwisely subject to protracted challenges tied to economic interests and strategic dominance. North and South Korea, together with United States, conforming to peaceful negotiations for a permanent peace accord, is the absolute way forward that guarantee stability and economic progress. The details of peace agreement will be presented post compliance of the preliminary process highlighted in this topic. I convey my best wishes for a peaceful settlement benefiting citizens in the region and humanity at large. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I will be back with more on other issues from around the world. Peace to all. Thank you.